Good morning. 7:46 a.m. Wednesday, October the 25th, 2017. And in 2 hours, I will be getting out of the dentist. I hope. I got a cleaning and checkup this morning at 9 o'clock, so I should have time to get home and post this before I have to head over to the chair. Yesterday was nearly a 4K day. 2000 before I got out for the walk this morning. Yesterday made a big difference. This morning, because I had to get moving earlier, I wasn't able to sit around until 8. I got started a little later, and then I had to take the kid to work, and I came out for the walk, and I'm actually talking to you guys this morning before I even left the house yesterday, so. So yeah, we'll cope. We'll do what we can do. Got this house buttoned up pretty well. The first house they started has still got some open spots in it. Lots of traffic this morning. I'm a little bit surprised by just how much traffic there is this morning. Scoot out of the way of this guy. Also cold. It's 36. I dressed for the weather. I'm not too terribly cold. My fingers are a little chilly, but cold. But, you know, it's going to get a lot colder before the winter's over, so time to suck it up, buttercup. For 2 more days, I'm going to head south, take the kid, we're going to go to Denver for a couple days. No walks, no talks. Till probably Monday. Got a good night's sleep last night. That was like 8 o'clock. Took my pills. 9 o'clock, I went to bed. That was because I got everything I needed done for the day done. I got it done early. Put in a few more words before bed. I put in some words this morning. I don't really know how many. 500 maybe. 400. There's a lot of throwing things on the page, there's a lot of discombobulation, there's a lot of continuity problems. And they were bugging me, so I went through this morning and smoothed some of them over in the last chapter or so before I started trying to write new words this morning. I keep coming up with new details. That's not necessarily a good thing. At this point, I should be resolving mysteries, not adding to them, answering questions, not asking them. But finish the story, then figure out where it needs to be shored up, where it needs to be pruned back. I just need to finish it. I don't feel like I've woken up yet this morning. I have this sort of foggy brain. Which will probably linger until I sit in the chair. And then I'll be all too aware of everything that's going around me in detail. Tedious. Try to do some meditation while I'm there. Birds around this morning. Lots of blue jays. What is this? Is this? There's a bird sitting on the tree. It's hanging over the sidewalk here. Robin. Get ready. Sit with me. Walk post. Oh, yeah. So, yeah. Today's Wednesday the 25th. I have, 6 days to finish this book before NaNoWriMo. I'm walking, I'm not talking. I'm thinking, actually thinking about the story. I'm thinking about how I'm going to integrate the various pieces I have in play. Thinking about NaNoWriMo, which book am I going to tackle next? Because according to the rules, it has to be a new book. I mean, I could cheat, but it's the fun in that. Good morning. Out in their jogging clothes, hooded sweatshirts. How do they get out without freezing? Of course, they may not be out for a 2 mile walk either. They may just be going for a little spin around the block. So I was trying to think where this current book is in the timeline. It's 7 Stanyards after. Double share. So yeah. Okay. I'm assuming that there aren't people listening to this who haven't read Fire Called. But in case there aren't, I don't wanna mention any spoilers. I got some loose threads that are kind of hanging One is, who is Dmitri Ruggieri? And the other is, where is he now? He's been absent from Italia's life since at least her senior, her last year at the academy. She hasn't heard from him for a while. Dmitri and Charlotte have separated, and Charlotte is an engineer. I forget now if she's with Consolidated or Federated Free. But where is Dmitri? So I'll get through the morning, the day is mine. I get long, I'm working up a little sweat. I'm going to have to change my shirt before I go to the dentist. I should probably change my jeans and get these into the washer, because these are one of my comfy pairs. I have two comfy pairs of jeans. Only two that are in the 32-inch waist. Everything else feels so baggy now, it's ridiculous. And to think, this time last year I was wearing 36s. And thinking about maybe I had to change to 38s to make room for the long johns. Not this year. This year. Never again, I hope, because if I get up that big again, that means my glucose will probably be a problem. At any rate, here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.